right now. Okay, the title of this shiur, for those of you in the back can hear me, is You and I Can Change the World. Okay? What do you think this shiur is about?
You and I changing the world.
It's none of your business, actually. But if I was going to ask you, what is you and I? Who's the you? You and I. You and Hashem. Pretty good. Who else?
Me and you.
And you.
Everybody. Like.
Okay. Me and my sister.
There's actually this, do you guys know this song, Ani Va'atan Shanei Tavolam?
Maybe.
You know that song? You should know it. It's one of the great Israeli classics. Ani Va'atan Shanei Tavolam. I don't know it either, but what I wanted to start off is, and to make us aware of an often overlooked halacha that is brought down shofar. You have your source sheets prepared. Yes. Back. You guys in the back got. Okay. Shulchan Aruch says as follows. This is based on the Mishnah in Brachot. In the beginning of the fifth parak is Daf Lamed, if I recall correctly. Yishah Sha'achat Kodim Shiakum Litpalel Kedei Shiachavenu Libol Makom. What does Yishah mean?
What? At that time?
What is Yishah? What does that word mean? Yishah?
There is.
Huh?
There is.
Nope. Yishah, anyone?
Wait.
Very good. Wait. Awesome. Wait or pause. A person should wait or pause before davening, before he gets up to pray. So he can prepare and direct his heart to Hashem. Okay? What is the purpose of this halakha? And this is a halakha, this is a person who's supposed to be doing. Supposed to take an hour, sha'achat, yishe sha'achat, take an hour to prepare yourself for your heart towards tefillah. What am I supposed to be doing at this time? Doing when I do that? Just sit down and just chill, look at my phone, read a sefer. What exactly is supposed to be happening? The Mishnah Berurah says it's not that, it actually means an hour, a real hour, like on the clock, an hour to. From, imagine most of you guys, and that's why you're probably so tired when Rabbi Amalek comes into the room, because you're getting up an hour before prayer. Okay, at 6:35, you're already in the Beit Midrash waiting for the Sephardi minyan to start, and then minyan starts, and then you're wiped out already. So an hour before Tefillah, the Mishnah says, Chasin Rishon Hayishoyin. Sha'achat, kodem ha'tfilah v'sha'achat. Achar ha'tfilah, you spend 3 hours at every tefillah. And the Gemara says, 3 hours at every tefillah, 9 hours a day. What do they have time in the left? What time do they have left to learn Torah? What about Torah, matay aleh, the Gemara says. So that's how the Rishonim proved that it really means a real hour. It's a real hour. The Mishnah Berurah points out that although for Hasidim it means a real hour, for us, regular people, non-Hasidim, anti-Hasidim, whatever you want to call yourself, you just need a moment. The Rav Mishra says, the amount of time it takes to walk, chet tzvachim, 8 tzvachim, this is a tefach. Okay, so 8 of these. Okay? Eight of these would be about 4 of these tiles. Okay? That's it. Done. Okay, let's stop. What's supposed to happen in that moment? That 8 tzvachim, flash of time, where is it supposed to happen? Okay? And a question I'd like to ask, let's say you're running late. Obviously none of the guys in this room, but talking about guys who are, you know, like the guy still buying sparim here, okay, those are the guys who tend to run late to davening. Nobody here, looking at the room, I don't think anyone here has ever been late to davening yet this year. So let's say, just imagine, for example, if you can, you come late to davening, okay? And now they're up to Yishtabach. Halavai. Okay? You got there by Yishtabach. Okay, so they're up to Yishtabach. Do I do this halacha? Do I sit take that moment first before I start to pray. Take a moment to sit down and do whatever it is I'm supposed to be doing this at this time. Doing this yishheh. To pause and wait. Or should I just... I'm already late. I already got to catch up. I got to put on my tefillah. I got to say brachot. I got to... They already... By the time I'm done, they're already up to Shemoneh Esrei. And I'm not sure if the Madrich saw me yet. Right? All these things I'm worried about. And do I do this halacha? Sitting down first and taking a moment to collect my thoughts. What would you say? Do you just... this at this point, you skip it?
No, I still wait.
Do you still do it? Okay. Now I know why this Sfarad Minyan runs doesn't start on time. Okay, what would you say? Anyone else agree with Simon?
Takes a second.
Huh? Takes only a second. Yeah. Yeah, it's not a lot of time. It's true, there's not a lot of time. But do we do this in practice? Anyone do this? Running late? No, we don't.
What no?
Okay, so let's consider about what Simon what's behind what Simon is saying. For a second, and let's take a flip side. Is that, let's say you have here you imagine that it's 8:30, okay? You're in your dorm and look at your phone. It's 8:30. Oh my gosh, it's 8:30. I'm still in my room. Rabbi Emily's gonna be making his rounds soon. I better get to Dotman quickly. Maybe it's still I'll get there at time. They'll still mark me present. And then you come to the base Beit Midrash, and no one's there. There's like a few grist guys there. And you look at the clock and go, I can't, where's everybody? How did they finish so quickly? This is a grist minion. There's no way that it's not over. Yeah, it's got to be, they got to do up to Shema. And it turns out that it's 7:30 in the clock. You forgot to change your clock, or your phone didn't change. Whatever the case may be, if it's possible today, I don't know if it's even possible. Okay, 2 weeks ago we changed the clock, we pushed the clock, fall back, right? Fall back. Push the clock. So it's really... It's really 7:30! And you thought it was 8:30, it's 7:30. And no one's in shul. What are we going to do? You're 10 minutes before davening. What the heck am I going to do now? And I forgot my phone back in my room. I don't know what I'm going to do now. 10 minutes before davening is supposed to start. So what... I have 10 minutes before davening. What should I be doing during this time before I pray? So look what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, "Ketzad hi hakavana." This is Rambam Hilchot Tefillah, Perek Daled, Halacha Tevav. Ketzad hi hakavana. What is kavana? Or how do I achieve kavana? Shifane et libo mikol hamachashavot v'yire atzmo k'ilu hu omed lifnei hashchina. Person should remove from his heart any thoughts. He should clear his mind, his heart, from all thoughts, and picture himself that he's standing before the Shekhinah. The fichach tzarich leishev mat kodem atfilah kedei lechaven libo. Says the Rambam, this is the reason why a person has to take the moment to sit down before he prays, in order to prepare himself, in order to have kavanah. In order to achieve kavanah, I have to sit down a moment before I start to pray. What are we supposed to be doing? What are we supposed to be thinking about? Excellent question, Justin. What are we supposed to be thinking about during this moment? What do you say? What are you supposed to be thinking about?
No, like you're going outside your goof and you're kind of like leaving everything behind.
That's cool. His pashtus, the gashmius. So the halacha does say that later on. That's what kavanah is. It's like this outer body experience. Okay. Open my mouth, Hashem, maybe like a tefillah coat before the tefillah, maybe. That's a very high level of kavanah that you spoke about sort of leaving my soul, leaving my body, that the Hasidim, the great tzaddikim, were able to do. Personally, I do it, but I don't matter. I don't think you guys are able to. Yeah, go ahead.
I think based on the topic of the shiur about how powerful your tefillah can be and how impactful it can be.
Okay.
Just think about.
Think about. Okay. Think about what the power of tefillah is. Okay. What does the Rambam say you should be doing during this time?
He says, sit quiet. He's not saying anything about thinking.
Well, he does. He says,
Say
what? Okay, but before that, what does he say? So he gives a task, a very, very difficult task, especially in our generation, and maybe one of the most difficult tasks to do. We are the most distracted generation in the history of mankind. And what the Rambam says we're supposed to do in order to have kavanah, in order to pray properly, and this is what we're supposed to be doing when we sit, when we're yishheh at Adam. And it's a very, very difficult thing. And this is what I think Simon is right. This is me'akev. One is supposed to, even if you're running late, before you start the davening, you sit for a moment. And you only need a moment, although you may need to do it many times during davening. And personally, this is what I do. I have to do this many times. We have a certain mistake when it comes to davening. People think that you have to say everything. A sidur, people may disagree with me. Maybe other rabbis say, "Oh, it's Olshin saying that. Yeah, he's the Zionist one. Don't listen to him." But I will go out on a limb and I will say the following thing: is that the tefillah. I've heard this from many rabbanim. The sidur is not does not mean I have to say everything in davening. The it's brought down halacha. Whether you say a lot or whether you say a little is less significant, as long as you are mechaven libo l'shamayim, as long as you have a kavana l'shem shamayim. So if you have a sidur, and if you know, and I'm going to venture that you know that I'm not going to be able to be aware, cognizant of the fact that I'm talking to Hashem during every single thing, saying every single thing. And that's by saying every single thing, like Rabbi Weinberg was mentioning earlier. What often happens is that I put myself out of the game. This is a famous teaching of the Baal Shem Tov, you are where your thoughts are. It's a cute story. A Chassidus Rebbe says to the guy after he davened Shemoneh Esrei, he says, maybe you should say Tefillah Taderech now. Or maybe, did you say Tefillah Taderech? He says, what do you mean? Tefillah Taderech. Right, the prayer that we say when we travel. He goes, no, because you've been to the moon and back. Right, you say Birchat HaGomel. I forgot the way exact language he said it. You say Birchat HaGomel. You flew, you were in the Bahamas, you were on the beach in the Bahamas, and now you came back here. You know, now you should say Birchat HaGomel. You traveled all that way because your mind is where you are. Where your mind is, where your head is, that's where you are. It's not my body that's important. It's my neshama, my which is found in my thoughts. If I am somewhere else, I could be physically here. And imagine some of us right now are thinking about the Israel Poland game on Motzei Shabbat. Some of us are thinking about, you know, Daniel Jones, Sam Darnold, who's better, who played better on Sunday. That's where you are. That's where you are. So what I'm supposed to be doing, says the Rambam, is that I'm supposed to try to clear the clutter, clear all those thoughts that are going on in my mind, and trying to just be present, just to be where I am. I am here, I'm about to daven, I'm about to talk to Hashem, I want to be fully present. If I would ask you right now, and some of the guys who have been in my shir, they know they do this. If I would ask you right now, how present are you? If you had to rate yourself between 0 and 10, and it's none of my business, you just do it for yourself. How present am I right now in this shiur? Right? Between 0 and 10. So we rate ourselves. Some could say, I'm a 6, I'm an 8, I'm a 4, I'm a 3. And then you would say, okay, what do I need to do in order to become a 9 or a 10? Right, and that's what may require of ourselves to do that often during davening. Better to say less in davening, and better, say one less hallelujah, or skip hodu. And because after Baruch Shema, I'm already spaced out. I already don't remember saying it. I know I said it. I don't remember saying it. I wasn't there when I said it. I wasn't there. And when I'm davening Shemoneh Esrei, right? How often? Are we present when we daven Shemoneh Esrei from beginning to end? It's very, very difficult. They say the Reb Chaim Soloveitchik would daven a very fast Sreina Esrei, Amidah. We daven super fast. I once took guys to the Karlin Stoll and the Rebbe. We daven there Marav. We daven Marav there with the Rebbe, and then afterwards we had Yechidus, everyone got to meet the Rebbe. So we had the guys there, like they were getting pumped for this davening. It's going to be awesome davening. And the truth is, Karlin Stoll is famous for davening out loud. He davened everything out loud. And so they davened Marav out loud. And then Shmona Esrei, the Rebbe's there with us. I kid you not, the Rebbe was done with Shmona Esrei in about 45 seconds. And our guys are going like, you know, you had whatever. Every year has a guy like, you know, like Sully Wickes and Danny Greenfield. Every year has guys like that. Mm-hmm. So guys like, you know, I mean, the Rebbe's already, he's done. We already said Aleinu. And like, you know, these Shana Aleph Bet, you know, Torah Shai guys are still going strong. And the Rebbe was done a long time ago. What's the pshat? Why? So the pshat is, and this is the way it's explained to the Reb Chaim, because Reb Chaim actually writes this in his Perush on the Rambam, Reb Chaim Soloveitcher, Reb Chaim Brisker. I'm in Rabbi Reichman's room. Reb Chaim! Used to be pictures on the wall here, Reb Chaim. Anyways, Reb Chaim, who is, right, Reb Chaim Soloveitcher, grandfather of Reb Soloveitcher. So he, which I'm sure you've heard before, it's a very famous piece. There's a steer in the Rambam, there's a contradiction in the Rambam. The Rambam says, on the one hand, person has to have kavana throughout the entire Shemoneh Esrei. The other hand, the Rambam says a person just has to have kavana for the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. So how do you reconcile that? Do you need to the whole or just for the first bracha? So the Reb Chaim says, no, there are two different types of kavanot that the Rambam's talking about. There is the kavana of perush hamilim, of understanding what you're saying, knowing the translation of the words of Shemoneh Esrei. That is minimal, you have to have the first bracha. You have to know what you're saying in the first bracha. And if you don't know what you're saying in the first bracha, it's good to read it inside in English and to understand what you're saying. That's the minimal. If you know, understand more, fantastic, great. But that's the minimal you need to know, you understand what you're saying in the first bracha. However, there's another kavanah, which is the more basic, fundamental kavanah that you need to have throughout Amidah, and that is that you're omeid lefnei amakom. That you're cognizant and aware that you're standing, that I'm standing before God. It's called Amidah. Shemoneh Esrei is called Amidah. Shemoneh Esrei means the number of brachot, which is really chaser, 19, right? Because they added one. But the real name is called Amidah. You're standing. What do you mean I'm standing? How is that tefillah? Why are you calling it standing? It's because Amidah lefnei amakom. As the Rambam says here, Amidah, you're standing before God. So if you're not aware that you're standing before God, if when you're talking and you're davening, you're saying the words, and you don't have a conscious awareness that I'm talking to Hashem, he says that is like mumbling. It's not tefillah. You're engaged in a monologue. You're reading something. You're spaced out. You're just mumbling words, have no significance. It's not tefillah. Tefillah by definition means that I am addressing someone. So what I'm supposed to be doing, two stages here. Before I start davening, I'm supposed to now try to clear my mind of everything else so I can be fully present before I engage in tefillah. And that halacha is something that may be required of myself throughout the tefillah. And like I said, the way Rav Dov Zinger, a rabbi of mine, said that the siddur is like a menu. You go to a restaurant, you go to, you go to Harvey's, right? You go to Harvey's and you look at the menu and you go, wow, I like everything on this menu, honestly. This is all that's awesome. But what can I do? I only have 600 shekels in my pocket, so I can only get a main and an appetizer. So I would like to get everything here. I would like to try everything, but you don't have the wherewithal to do everything. So the siddur is like a menu in the sense like here's what you can say, and maybe today I'll choose to say this, and another day I'll choose to say that. I'll try this today, I'll try that tomorrow, and this works for me, this doesn't work for me. I always get indigestion after I say this, you know, so I'm just going to say that. Now, there's certain parts that are ma'akev. You have to say Bircha Kriyat Shema, you have to say Shema Esrei, obviously, but when it comes to like Pesukei Zimra, Kabanot, there are parts of Kabanot.
Yeah, which one is the best?
So, I heard from my Rebbe Rav Shechter, is you used to say the Parsha of Tamid, Karban Tamid, right? Tzav, Ebnei Yisrael, Karbani Lachmi Lishai, and also to say Ha'oleh. Ha'ola, Kodesh Kodeshim, Shechit HaSav B'Tzafon, this paragraph. That's the minimal amount of Karbanot that a person should say. You can say more, great. But knowing ourselves, that I'm not going to be able to be conscious and cognizant of what... And I'm going to just space out and not really have much value, so I'll say Mizmor, I say Baruch Shamar, then I may say Mizmor Todah, and then I'll try to focus again, refocus, say Ashrei, say a couple of the Halukas, maybe I won't say Az Yashir, I'll say Yishtabach, and then I'll say Birchat Kriyat Shema. If you can say more, fantastic. But what's more significant, more important, is that I am present. And it's hard to be present during that whole time. So they say that Rav Chaim Soloveitchik had a short Shemona Esrei because to say things and be and spaced out, even if you're thinking about good things, you think good thoughts. He wasn't thinking about, you know, the Giants going 2-8, whatever. He wasn't thinking about whatever their record was. Or even wasn't even praying for Arsenal against Man U. But he could easily start thinking about what Shiri is going to be saying later on. That could be very distracting. And that difficulty the Rambam has not yet settled. And some chesed opportunity that the Reb Chaim Soloveitchik was always involved in, that he was thinking about what's going to be with this family. And those are all good thoughts, but it's not tefillah. It's not tefillah. It's not talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? It's a distracting thought that I'm not now talking to God, or consciously aware that I'm talking to God. So he would daven quickly and make sure that the entire time he would daven, he was aware. And if he, and so he, his tefillah was tefillah. So what, if we had more time, maybe we would practice this. And that is to take those moments and take just a few seconds before I daven, just to try to clear my thoughts. And to be aware that I am fully here. My mind is here, my heart is here, my body is here, I'm all here, I'm all in. Now I'm ready to talk. Now the next stage, I'm sorry we're rushing this, but the next stage is that to change it from a monologue into a dialogue, to borrow what Moshe Tzvi said. To change it from mumbling to actually to addressing. Because I want to be fully present. There's me in the equation here. I want to be fully present, and there's also you. As Natanael Schneider said, is also you. The you is not you. You, you and I can change the world. It's you, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I. If I'm conscious of the you and I in davening, then it can change the world. My whole world of davening can be different. And these are the most challenging parts of davening. The word that comes up in Shemona Esrei more than any other word, and it's the word that's probably most overlooked, and it's perhaps the most important word in all of Shemona Esrei.
Atah.
Excellent. Atah. Atah. Which means you. We talk to God in second person. You know, it's very nice, and I'm not. You should continue this practice. To call your Rebbe in a third person. It's beautiful, it's kavod, it's a wonderful thing. We had one of the fathers that joined us in Poland one year. He said to the guys, the fathers usually give like a parting speech, and it's amazing, they really blow away stuff. And he said the most transformative thing that he ever did in his life was when he called, instead of calling his saying to his Rebbe, you, and talking in second person, he started saying Rebbe. Whenever he comes to Rabbi, he calls him Rebbe. Calls the third person, and he says, "I recommend it to the guys in yeshiva. It will transform your connection to Torah, to your honor that you give Torah, and it's a beautiful thing." However, there is no shame in for a student to call his rabbi to say to his rabbi, "You," because we address Hashem no less. We say to Hashem, "You," Sometimes we address Hashem in the third person, and we say, who? Right? Who borei olam? Right? Who? Right? But throughout Tfilah and Amidah, we talk to Hashem straight. You, Ata. And if I'm talking to him straight, it means he's here. He's here. I have to be aware that Hashem is here. I'm talking to Hashem straight. Ata. And wherever I should try, or we should try, that whenever, when I'm in tefillah, and this is going again, this is a transformative thing. Whenever you come across the word Ata, make note of it. Or before you say Ata, maybe pause for that moment, for that eight tfachim, pause, and say, okay, I am fully here talking to you, Hashem. Ata. You, there's you here, there's I here. You and I. One of the things that, again, we don't have time, we have one more minute here left. One of the things that, if you want to get into the, I've often done in settings like this, is I would have you guys pair up, and then just sitting opposite the next person. We are challenged in our time, even when we have conversations with another person. You go out to dinner with another person, and we are distracted. We go to our phones. We have a hard time just engaging in conversation and being fully present, being mindful of the other person. So one of the practices that you can do is, it's awkward, it's a little weird, but it's actually a very powerful exercise, just to look at the other person, and once you're fully aware of his presence, just say, Ata. You. And I we did this. It sounds really weird and awkward and girly thing, but we did this, and all of a sudden one of the guys just burst out crying. Turns out that the other guy had his chair on his toe. But he actually shared that he was so caught up in his in being distracted in life, just like whatever, he's just busy with so many different things, that he just lost sight of himself. He just stopped and being aware of his essence. And it was a very powerful thing that a guy was just talking to him, looking into his eye and saying, Ata, Ata. Mitchell, you'll find the right girl, you'll practice this, it'll be even more special. But I don't know, me and Justin have this thing, we have this thing going on. Anyways, we'll just end with a tefillah, very, very beautiful tefillah, which I think captures a lot of things that we've been talking about. Well, at least I've been talking about, I don't know what you guys have been doing. But it's Rabbi Natan Likutei Tefillot, okay, on the bottom of the page here. Likutei Tefillot is a collection of Rabbi Nosson of Nemrov was the Talmud Mubhag of Rav Nachman of Breslov, and he turned his teachings in the Kutei Maran, he turned them into Tefillot. As we mentioned earlier today, Rabbi Nachman, one of his main teachings was take a limud and then daven it, and then use it and pray for it. So I'm just going to skip a few lines, but it says, Ve'eda, the second line. Ve'eda, the third word, last word on the second line. Ve'eda va'amin, let me know and let me believe. Ve'emunah shleima ki malach al aretz kvodecha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your honor, your glory fills the entire world. Ve'ata omeid aleinu b'shat ha'tvila, and you stand over us at when we daven, at the moment of the time of davening. Ve'ata shomer mabidu mazinu makshir kol dibur v'dibur shel tefillah, and you hear, you look, you listen, you pay attention to every word of our tefillah. Ve'ida, and let me know lifnei mi ani omei, let me know before who I stand. Lifnei melech malchei hamelachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let me be aware that I'm standing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu when I daven. Let me know that he listens to everything that we said. Vaidezeh, and through this, Yumshach alai, that be pulled onto me, Yira ve'ema, awe and fear, Gidola mipanecha, a great awe and fear of you, Vezkel lechavein heitev, heitev bechol dibur, dibur shal tefila, v'lo asiach adati klal mishum dibur shal tefila. Let me then be able to have the proper kavana at every single utterance, every single word of tefillah that I say. I should not be distracted at all from at any moment when I speak in tefillah. Halavai. Have a good evening, fellas.
Thank you.